This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission recommends government for 3 days of public holiday for upcoming House of Representatives elections. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Bhandari urges all not to go by rumours over uncertainty of election. District Administration Office Rohtahat continues prohibitory order within Gaur municipality area amid tense situation. All party meeting appeals for maintaining peace and security. And Pakistan carries out multiple overnight airstrikes on Afghanistan. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has recommended the government for 3 days of public holiday for the upcoming House of Representatives elections. The government is urged to give the public holidays from the 4th to the 6th of March. Joint Secretary and Spokesperson at Election Commission, Naren Prasad Bhattrai, informed that the government was recommended the holidays for 3 days, a day before the election, the election day and a day after the election. A final decision on the matter will be made by the Council of Ministers under the House of Representatives election scheduled. Voting will take place on the 5th of March. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari has appealed everyone to ignore the rumours being spread by some individuals that House of Representatives election will not be held on the 5th of March. Addressing the orientation programme on election publicity organised by the Gorkhapatra Corporation today, Acting Chief Election Commissioner Bhandari called on the public not to be misled by such rumours and assured everyone that the election will be conducted on the stipulated time. He acknowledged that an enabling environment for election was created in the country due to the media professionals shouldering their responsibilities with integrity. The acting chief election commissioner pointed out that conducting opinion poll is prohibited under the code of conduct. An all-party and all-stakeholder meeting has been held with the objective of maintaining peace and security amid the tense situation in Gaur. Following the resurfacing of dispute in Subgwada village of Gaur Municipality 6 in Rohtahat district, the district administration office has continued the prohibitory order today as well. The dispute first arose on the evening of the 19th of February at around 9:30 p.m. in Subgwada village, after which security forces were immediately deployed. On the 20th of February, a meeting was convened to seek a resolution through dialogue between the both sides, resulting in a six-point agreement. Although the situation remained calm for some time after the agreement, tensions began escalating again from the 21st of February. Citing risks of life and property, the District Administration Office of Rohtahat imposed a curfew from 1 p.m. on the 21st of February following a District Security Committee decision. An all-party meeting on the 22nd of February urged restraint and responsibility to maintain peace and harmony in the district. Preparations are underway to immediately implement the policy of mixing 10% ethanol in petrol in Nepal. In the program on ethanol blending policy in Nepal, opportunities, challenges and implementation strategy organized today by the Society of Economic Journalists Nepal, SEZAN, representatives from the government and the private sector have emphasized the need to quickly implement the policy of ethanol blending in petrol. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Anil Kumar Sinha said the decision to mix ethanol in petrol has reached the implementation phase after extensive study and discussions. He argued that implementation of this measure will help reduce the trade deficit. The government has instructed all health institutions to provide details of those injured during the Gen Z movement last September. Dr. Prakash Barathoki, spokesperson at the Ministry of Health and Population, said all health institutions involved in treating those injured during the protests have been instructed to provide complete details to the ministry by the 27th of February. According to the spokesperson Dr. Barathoki, the instruction was issued in line with the coordination committee formed to make treatment and relief efforts of injured ones more effective. According to the ministry's data, a total of 2,599 people had sustained injuries during the Gen Z movement that took place on the 8th and the 9th of September in 2025. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial has urged voters to cast their vote peacefully and confidently without any fear in the upcoming House of Representatives election as the government has strengthened security arrangements. Speaking to Rashtriya Samachar Samiti today, he said the government's top priority is to conduct the election on the scheduled date. He said the government has made security arrangements efficient and robust as they are essential for a fair and fair election. He said the government has deployed election police personnel along with the Nepal Army, Nepal Police, Armed Police Force and officials from the National Investigation Department. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekesa.
Karma TV, henus, ya internet, chalaunus.
Fiber internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone internet, TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko fiber internet. Naya jadan garna tatha marmat garna. Gharmai basi basi 198 dial gare puksa.
Nepal Telecom, rashtra ko sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. 22 passengers were injured when a bus met with an accident on the road on the east-west highway in Bijona of Manohari Rural Municipality 7 in Makwanpur this morning. According to Pushkar Bogati, Deputy Superintendent of Police and Spokesperson of Makwanpur District Police Office, a passenger bus travelling from Birgans to Chitwan went out of control and crashed into an electric pole on the left side of the road, injuring 22 passengers on the bus. Deputy Superintendent Bogati said that the injured were rescued and sent to Chitwan Hospital for treatment. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Pakistan has carried out multiple overnight airstrikes on Afghanistan, which the Taliban has said killed at least 18 people, including women and children. The BBC on Sunday cited Pakistan's Ministry of Information and Broadcasting's post on X as saying it had carried out intelligence-based selective targeting of 7 terrorist camps and hideouts. The ministry said the targets, including members of band Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan, which the government refers to as Fitna-ul-Khawariz, along with their affiliates and the Islamic State Khorasan province. Islamabad said the attacks targeted 7 alleged militant camps and hideouts near the Pakistan-Afghanistan border and that they had been launched after recent suicide bombings in Pakistan. Afghanistan condemned the attacks, saying they targeted multiple civilian homes and a religious school. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he will impose global tariffs of 15% as he has continued to rail against a Supreme Court ruling that struck down his previous import taxes. The BBC cited Trump on Friday as saying he would replace the tariffs scrapped by the court with a 10% levy on all goods coming into the U.S. But on Saturday, he announced on Truth Social that this would be increased to the maximum allowed under a never-used trade law. That law allows these new tariffs to stay in place for around 5 months before the administration must seek congressional approval. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be hazy at a few places in the Tarai region, generally cloudy at the Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Koshi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission recommends government for 3 days a public holiday for upcoming House of Representatives elections. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Bhandari urges all not to go by rumours over uncertainty of election. District Administration Office Rautahat continues prohibitory order within Gaur municipality area amid tense situation. All party meeting appeals for maintaining peace and security. And Pakistan carries out multiple overnight airstrikes on Afghanistan. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.